This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of a very painful few weeks ahead as the COVID-19 virus spreads further ahead of an expected peak in the number of cases. He spoke Tuesday at an evening news conference, offering grim predictions, but adding that Americans will soon see what he called the light at the end of the tunnel. Calling the need for social distancing a matter of life and death, he called again for another month of social distancing. A Washington Post ABC News poll last week found that more than 90% of people said they were staying away from other people and staying home as much as possible. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said that social distancing measures are slowing the spread of the virus, but he stressed that the national death toll will continue to rise. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, both leaders of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Tuesday the death toll from COVID-19 in the United States could be 100,000 to as much as 240,000. More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio appealed to Washington on Tuesday to send him nearly 1,500 more medical personnel by Sunday, as coronavirus cases surpassed 43,000 and more city landmarks in New York City are converted into field hospitals. He said he made the request last week to the White House and Pentagon to deploy 1,000 nurses, 150 doctors, and 300 respiratory therapists from the military and its reserves. Nearly 1,000 city residents have succumbed to the virus, and thousands are currently hospitalized. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.